A couple of weeks ago, I asked, "How good are you at accepting help?" And I'm wondering if you've got any better at it, and I'm wondering if I have too. Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 23rd of January, and this is the 389th episode of One Thing Today. I must just pour my tea out. I've been very, very patient this morning, waiting to pour my tea out. It's very chilly in the studio, so I'm hoping it's still warm. In fact, I shall just have a quick sip before we go any further. I've had a busy couple of weeks. In about 6 weeks, my new book, Draw Your Life, is going to be published. And I've been busy over the last couple of weeks, kind of in the run-up to that, hoping to spread the word a bit about the book. And in doing so, I've been asking people for help and noticing how uncomfortable that makes me. But more interestingly, I'm noticing how uncomfortable I feel when people do give me help. This morning, my nephew Matthew very kindly posted a tweet about the book, and I immediately felt very emotional, and it made me realise that that actually people spontaneously offering help feels very, very difficult, and obviously that's one of the reasons why asking for help could be so difficult, because of course we might get some, and that can feel very strange. However, that's not a reason not to ask for help, especially if we need it. And I do think if we're building a creative life, there are probably many times that we could do with some help. It can be very difficult working alone a lot of the time, and I think many, many creative people do work alone. And I think we do need that input from other people, whether it's just someone to talk to, or someone actually sometimes to offer us a little bit of physical help or emotional help, or perhaps sometimes just to make us a cup of tea. I hope that you can get a little better at asking for help if you find it difficult, and I'm hoping that I can find it a little easier too. I suppose if we keep doing it, it's probably like exercise. We slowly build up a little strength, and our asking for help muscles probably get a little stronger, and our receiving help muscles probably get a little stronger too. So I would say, don't be too scared. Ask for help. So in that spirit, I'd be very grateful if you could spread the word a little bit about the jaunty little video that I posted over on Sustainably Creative this week. If you go to www.sustainablycreative.com/ counting down. If you could watch the video, that would be fantastic. And if you could share it with people, that would be even more fantastic. So if you have got a couple of minutes today, I'd be very grateful. It's a little under 3 minutes, the video. So it shouldn't take up too much time. I hope wherever you are that you're having a good day today. That if you're working like me, you can get one small thing done today to move your creative life on a little. And also a little reminder that this month is Reflection and Planning Month. So if you're joining me in that, do try and set 20 minutes aside today for a cup of tea and a little bit of time spent sitting, reflecting, and planning on last year and thinking about next year or this year. Have a lovely day. Every couple of weeks, this podcast, which goes out daily or every weekday to Sustainably Creative members, is available for free on the site. And today is the day for that. So if you're not a daily listener, thank you very much for listening today. If you would like to listen every day or every weekday, visit www.sustainablycreative.com/members to find out more. Thank you very much. Have a lovely, lovely day. And I shall be back for members tomorrow with a little bit more. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.